Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
This is an absolute treat. Talk about being in a playground for baseball awesomeness. BT and Sal on The Fan. We're live at MLB Network Studio 42. We've already cranked out a bunch of wiffle balls. I couldn't wait to get here. They opened up the doors for us to help jumpstart the 2024 season. And it is awesome to be here with all baseball today, Yanks and Mets, obviously. And I got to tell you, Sal, everybody, at least from what I'm hearing, what I'm reading, of course, everybody's whining like always. I think everybody's overreacting to the Yankees, quote-unquote, missing out on Jordan Montgomery. And listen, I'm not going to say that Jordan Montgomery would have helped them out a little bit. Of course, he's a good pitcher. The Yankees' offseason was good. And as I said the other day, as I said last week, if the Yanks get into the World Series, it's not going to be because of Jordan Montgomery. It's going to be because the sticks take them there. The Yankees' offense is loaded, and it is go time. I don't care about Montgomery.
You know, you and I have had this conversation all offseason, and now opening day is tomorrow. I can't wait, BT. Opening day tomorrow. However, that window from when the season ended, the long offseason up until opening day, which is now tomorrow, all I heard from the Yankees, from you, from Yankee fans, all in, all in. And all I've seen from the Yankees is Juan Soto. Now, that's a great move. I'm not going to minimize it, but they did not go all in. All of those pitchers that you at one point said, maybe Corbin Burns at some point, gone to the Orioles. Maybe Blake Snell at one point, gone as he goes to the Giants. Maybe Jordan Montgomery comes back. Gone now to the Diamondbacks.
Dylan Cease. You're on a roll.
Yeah, Dylan Cease, exactly. Traded elsewhere. So you look at all those possibilities, they are gone. I would go as far as saying, relative to expectation, I think the Mets have had a better offseason than the Yankees. The Mets weren't expected to do anything. They at least got a big bat. If the Mets could draw up one bat, if fans could draw up one bat that they would get, it would be a real DH, whether it's Soler, whether it's J.D. Martinez. They got him. The Yankees got Juan Soto, which would be their one guy. They needed more. They're trying to go all in. They didn't do it.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, and I appreciate the pushback. By the way, I hear what you're saying. I don't think that most people will agree with me, because I've felt the pushback all winter and really all early spring, where I've talked about this Yankee team transitioning from, you know, who they were to what they'll be, and they're going to mash their way to 90-something wins, and then obviously you flip a coin, see what happens in October. I just got to make sure I didn't hear something incorrectly. Did you just say, I know everybody's a little giddy, including my partner.
Very giddy.
Did you just say that the Mets, you didn't just say that the Mets had a better offseason, did you?
Let me
because
say
they
again.
And I like J.D. Martinez. Yeah. Because they signed the same guy, Sal, who was screaming all winter about the dormant inactivity by his Mets. Mm-hmm. We have taken the saber and the throne and the carpet and the robe and put it in storage for Cohen. Right. And because they signed, granted, a good player, 37 years old, Now the Mets had a great offseason. Is this what we're doing today?
I didn't say that they had a great offseason. I said they had a better offseason than the Yankees.
Well, okay,
did.
But the Yankees had a really good offseason.
How?
They got Juan Soto.
Okay,
what
big
do you mean,
deal. They
how?
Got one player. They needed a lot more. So the Mets got one player too. JD Martinez does more to lengthen out the Mets lineup than Soto does to the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees are all going to depend on their health anyway. Gerrit Cole's already out. I mean, you factor that in. The Mets added plenty of pitching. The Yankees added Marcus Stroman. So I'd rather have the Mets pitching that they added, whether it's to the bullpen, whether it's a starting rotation, than what the Yankees did with Marcus Stroman. The Mets also added Harrison Bader, a legitimate center fielder defensively. They move Nimmo to left. You get two positions better with one little move like that. The Yankees added Verdugo. Okay, makes them better. Fine, but to me, that's almost a wash. And then you go Soto, who's a great player. Nobody's going to minimize it. Look at what J.D. Martinez did last year. Over 30 home runs and over 100 RBI. They needed that to lengthen out their lineup. And relative to expectation, the Mets made a run at Yamamoto. Didn't get him. Okay, it happens. Mm-hmm. They were
smart. By the
way,
so do the Yankees.
Right, okay, fair enough. They were smart. They were disciplined. Uh-huh. And they ended up getting the guy that they wanted for nothing, basically.
$4.5 million. Right. No, I like J.D. Martinez, but enough to propel it from an offseason where everybody was screaming, you know, basically, wow, we're going to be wrestling with the Nationals to avoid the basement of the NL East, to they had a better offseason than the Yankees. And forget about the Yankees for a second. I know it always kind of becomes a Yankee Met thing. I like what the Mets did. I really do think that J.D. Martinez makes them more circular, meaning there's really not as many like theoretical ends to their batting order, you know, provided Beatty can stick a little bit and Alvarez doesn't regress in year two, which I don't think he will. So this is not anti-Mets. To me, I just think that the Yankees are entering an era for now until Cole comes back, if he does, until they address what could be a big issue atop the rotation before the trade deadline. I think the Yankees are poised to win a lot of 6-5, 7-6, 8-5 games. And you know what? I'm here for it. Usually, that is not a way to win. Go back to the Yankees of the mid-'80s. You had Ricky, you had Willie, you had Mattingly, you had Dave Winfield, you had Jack Clark, you had Mike Pagliaro. I mean, you had sticks up the wazoo, but they won nothing. Number one, there was no wild cards, but they won nothing because they had no arms. This is different. The game has changed, and I think people are missing it. You can hit your way to October, and the Yankees are getting ready to do that.
Now, I didn't say that that the Mets are going to be better than the Yankees.
I know.
I said they had a better offseason than the Yankees. For me, the Mets, even with just J.D. Martinez, aside from the other moves that I thought were smart and team-friendly as far as, look, you got guys on one-year deals, prove themselves type deals, guys that are hungry to bounce back, and they made their team better. The pieces fit better. They're better defensively. They're a better baseball team. Now, the pitching has to hold up, and unfortunately, Kodai Senga hurt as he works his way back. You know, those are going to be issues there, but J.D. Martinez makes them a much, that one piece makes them a much different, deeper, better lineup, and to me, a legitimate wild card contender. While the Yankees talked about all in, they talked about World Series, they had Juan Soto, which was, if I could make one move if I'm the Yankees in the offseason, that was it with Juan Soto, but they needed pitching on top of what they already had, not to mention Cole goes down, and they still don't get the pitching, so I'm not seeing the all in, big, tough talk from the Yankees, who I think have gotten lapped. Well, they did get lapped by the Orioles, 19 games, the Orioles finished better than they did last year, and I don't think the Yankees close that gap just by adding Juan Soto or even throwing Verdugo or Stroman.
All right, 877-337-6666. BT and Sal here on The Fan. We are at MLB Network Studio today, Studio 42. And you want to talk about a playground of childhood memories. I walked in here and I said to Sal, true story, I said to Sal before we went on the air, you know, I've been to, and this is not to brag at all, at all. This is just to create a thread of how awesome this is so far today. Seven Super Bowls, 7-8 Final Fours. I watched Tiger and Phil at a bunch of U.S. Opens at some really cool venues. When we walked in here today, literally, will you tell everybody I was here 30 seconds? What was I doing in 30 seconds?
He breaks out his wiffle ball bat.
Which I brought from home.
He brings a wiffle ball bat and wiffle ball. I'm embarrassed. He's out here hitting balls off of the wall up against a scoreboard. I will say, that, you know how the movie, The Field of Dreams, and then like they play The Field of Dreams.
If you invite us, we will come here.
This
place is sick.
This is a Field of Dreams.
It really is.
This is the best, by far, studio setting period. And I know, like, baseball for me, BT, my first love.
Yep.
You grow up playing Little League, the baseball cards, watching whatever, both the Mets and Yankees. You know about the history in this town. I am a baseball guy first and foremost, and this is as good a setting to get you set for opening day as you can possibly have. A beautiful MLB Network Studios. We got plenty of guests coming on.
We do.
Al Leiter, I can't wait to talk to him. I've
Al
never
Leiter,
had him on.
DeRosa, yeah.
Reynolds. We'll have some fun with some of the MLB Network guys.
I think
we're
going to bust out a baseball, a pack of cards from one of these guys.
Yeah.
Either Brian Kenny or Harold. And
we got to figure out how we're going to do that.
We can school the actual baseball players.
You want to go head to head?
Of course I want to go head to head. What are you afraid?
Well, we could also have them go head to head.
That's the plan.
We could, well,
what?
I mean,
what?
I took you down.
Well, if you're the champion, then you did. If you want to be real about it, I appreciate you pointing that out, despite the fact that you may have cheated a little bit. I don't know what happened there. And by the way, look at my laptop. It's still busted. No, you are the champion. So if you would like to take on Harold or somebody, you can go for it.
But
if you don't feel like you have the backbone to give it a shot on the big stage, tag me in and I'll have a little fun with it.
Maybe they take on each other. We could do a little pack with each guest.
Could do that.
We'll have some fun anyway. It's a baseball day. I can't wait.
It is awesome. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal, let's get to the phones here. Milton first up with BT and Sal. Milt, what's going on, bud? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Love to lead off. Thank you very much.
I got a question for Sal.
So how do you know what the Yankees meant by saying all in? How do you know what their all in was? All in is an opinion. You know
no,
that,
it's
right?
not. All in is not left up for interpretation, Milton. I got news for you. All
you
in. What do you think it means? There's only one definition of all in.
I don't know what it means, Sal. Because
how do you not know? It's
because
all
you
in.
Don't know because they have their theory of all in.
You're Maybe either no, Milton. Milton. Hold on a second. You could disagree with my opinion saying the Mets had a better offseason. That's fine. You cannot interpret all in any different than what it means.
Yes, you can. I'll let Milton go, but I agree with Milton. Go ahead, Milton.
Sal, please, I'm begging you. When the Yankees say they're all in, maybe their all in was, first of all, getting Soto, getting Verdugo. They got two left-handed batters. The team wasn't – yeah, Cole went down. That sucks. He's going to come back. You hopefully get somebody to trade down. Their all in is just something that you're making up in your mind because you wanted to look like they failed. Well, you know what? Maybe they think they didn't fail because they did their all in.
All in is all in. They didn't go all in.
All in is different, Sal.
No, there's not.
Yes, it is.
You're either all in.
Yes,
okay, I'd love to hear you explain
okay.
this to me.
Mil, appreciate the call. Good fiery start here. Nicely done. 877-337-6666. Okay, so there is a massive element of subjectivity when you use the term all in, because you know there's definitions of words that are irrefutable. What does this word mean? We'll go to a thesaurus, go to a dictionary, boom, look it up. We know what it means. When all in is still a bit nebulous. It's a bit unclear. I'm going to give you a legitimate example. All right. So you talk to your son or daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you say if they come home with a test score that is a little bit beneath what you expect from them, whatever relative to their academic prowess, but it's not, they should have done better. All right. And you say to them, did you do your best? Did you study your hardest? And they say, yes. Okay, but in my opinion as a parent, I've watched you for 3 or 4 days, and I don't think you gave it your all. There's an element of subjectivity. All in, best effort, max effort. It's up for interpretation.
Okay, so
that is irrefutable.
So then do you want me to say, no, I don't
now,
think
Now, you
that
can
is.
Say that you don't think the Yankees, you can say the Yankees could have done more. What you can't, well, you can, I would just disagree.
Right.
What you shouldn't do, and this is why I'm with Mill, is say that their version of all in is wrong because it's not in alignment with yours.
Their all in version isn't good enough.
You're
it's not all in.
Me,
if you're sitting at a table and you go all in with the poker chips, does that mean you leave some of them?
No.
You go all in.
But that's a
you
literal.
Push them all
but
in.
You can see, I can quantify all in. You left 5 chips. Right, you went all in. There's nothing left. Saying that I did my best or did not do my best or maximize my offseason is subjective.
Okay.
You're missing that.
Here it is, the actual definition here of all in, according to the Google Dictionary here. Completely committed to or very much in favor of
and by
something.
The way, if anybody has to look up the term all
well,
in,
apparently
did you get
Milton
past
do.
The first grade?
Apparently,
all in.
You and Milton do
ooh,
it.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Well, we all should.
No,
know
no,
what
no. We're just seeing it more intelligently. You are limiting. You are taking.
It's
and
all,
I get
all
this.
In, but
by the way, Sal, I don't think that the Yankees necessarily went all in.
Right.
But there are layers to this. There really are. How do you not see
do you,
that?
Do you think the Mets went all in this offseason?
No.
Of course not. So you know clearly they did not go
all in. Well, they didn't do anything up until 3 days ago. Right, all in. But they were all out. It was the complete antithesis.
But the Mets,
all in.
The Mets told you.
The Mets, right, all in.
Correct. So you clearly know what it is, right? It's not up for interpretation.
Because they didn't do anything until 5 days ago.
Right.
So literally.
But they also said that they weren't going to go all in. And yet they still did more to improve their team than the Yankees did who said they go all in.
You don't. Wait, okay. So all in definition aside.
Right.
You don't actually really think – I'm dead serious. You think the Mets did more than the Yankees?
To improve,
Do you really think that?
I'll say it again.
Because they got the best hitter in baseball in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And okay. I like J.D. Martinez. But so you start
wait. Where does Aaron Judge rank?
In terms of
– best hitter in baseball. He's been here for a while, too, and they still haven't gotten to a World Series with him.
Yeah, but they won 99 games. They were basically knocking on the door, and if they had a little bit more around him, they would have. And he just had nothing. Now he does.
When Juan Soto was traded away from the Nationals to go to the Padres, how did he do with the Padres as far as team success?
Listen, you know as well as I that there's not a baseball player that can change the – Ernie Banks.
Correct.
And I love that we're here in Studio 42 MLB Network. The great history of the game and everything is caught here. You walk in, you feel the history, which is why I love this place already. Ernie Banks, one of the absolute best shortstops of all time. 500 bombs. Now, some came when he was playing first base, for those who don't know. Never played a single inning in the playoffs.
Right.
Is that Ernie Banks' fault?
But you're proving my point.
No, I'm not.
So the best player, even though he's the best player, and I love Juan Soto and think he's great, he's not going to change the Yankees by himself. They already
But he doesn't need to. Right. You're making it seem like the Yankees have been wallowing in mediocrity. You know, that they've been the Royals for the last 5 years.
You're saying that just because the Yankees got him, their team is significantly better
based
on one player.
Well, no,
and
that's not
true. I just gave you examples, and then you made some examples for me. I'm looking at the Mets and saying they got a defensive center fielder. They moved their below-average defensive center fielder to left field now, so they're better because of that. They brought in multiple pitchers to fill out their rotation. Same thing with the bullpen arms, and they added a real DH. They've had a better offseason as far as building a team than the Yankees, who added the best player of the bunch.
Yep.
But they didn't do anything else. Marcus Stroman, I'm sorry, he's not that good. They wanted Blake Snell. Their all-in would have been, okay, go get Blake Snell. Go get Josh Hader. Go get Jordan Montgomery. Go get Corbin Burns. No. Check down. All-in is deep down the field. They checked it down to Marcus Stroman underneath, try to gain some yards.
Can he get a first down, though?
And
keep
we'll
the sticks moving and get the drive eventually get
we'll
in the end zone. There's a couple of ways to get in the end zone, buddy. BT and Sal on the Fan, 877-337-6666 inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, which is obviously mobile today here at MLB Network Studio 42. And, of course, we remind you that at Town Fair, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Paul is in North Arlington with BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening, Paul?
What's up, BT?
You
over here? This guy clowning, thinking that the Mets had a better offseason than the Yankees.
It's crazy.
Are you out of your mind? You're out of your mind. So you're going to hold your hat on 2015, where the Mets came second place. Yankees, we don't hold our hats in other than first place, bro. So you're going to over here and say the Mets had a better offseason? You're clowning. You added one bat to a abysmal starting pitching rotation that's literally hot garbage. The Yankees don't even need Gerrit Cole, and they still have a better pitching rotation than the Mets will have in the next 5 years.
Right.
You guys are straight clowning right now.
Well, not you guys. I mean, what are you making it plural?
Clowning.
I mean, and by the way, I don't even think
Another Yankee fan worried about what the Mets are doing and not even being.
Oh, you're a Mets fan worried about what the Yankees are doing.
No, I'm a broadcaster, you knucklehead.
No,
I am. It's my job to worry about the Yankees.
You're bought and sold, bro. You lost your fandom to the Rangers.
Every word out of your mouth makes you sound dumber, you idiot. Get lost. You don't know what you're talking about. It's my job to talk about the Yankees, you idiot. I'm not focused on them because I'm a Mets fan. I'm telling you my feelings on it. The Yankees didn't go all in. And then you're bringing up 2015 and the Mets. You're a frustrated Yankee fan. It's not my fault your team didn't go all in. Not my fault they didn't make the postseason a year ago. Not my fault they haven't been to a World Series and won one since 2009. You're taking it out on the wrong person. Go to Brian Cashman. Go to Hal Steinbrenner. The Yankees didn't do enough this offseason. I'm sorry. I love Juan Soto. I think he's going to be great. The Yankees themselves have issues as a team. That's not me. That's not just me. They said all in. They didn't go all in. The Astros are better. The Rangers are world champions. The Mariners are good. The Orioles were 19 games better. And you sitting here thinking, just because the Yankees have the history, that they're going to win. I'm not seeing it. I'm sorry. Prove me wrong.
Well, and by the way, Seattle, who you know, is pretty good. Seattle didn't make the playoffs last year either.
Right. Well,
So let's just be so flippant and just throw things out there like, oh, this team's better, that team's better. There's going to be a team or two better, I think, during the regular season than the Yankees.
I'll take Seattle's rotation right now with the Yankees.
I'll take the Yankees offense. I really will. I'll probably take the Yankees bullpen as well. Listen, this is an imperfect team. I agree. But I also think it's a different recipe to get to the destination. You're going to watch the Yankees this year, and you are going to watch 2-3 hitters that are number two, number three, that are going to absolutely eviscerate Major League Baseball. Year two for Volpe, a real left fielder. Gleyber Torres, who, and you know I'm not a huge fan, mm-hmm. I actually think Gleyber Torres is going to have a monster season to the point.
I can see that.
I think he's going to be an all-star. You know, so now you look around the diamond, and I think the Yankees, you know, it's a race to 5, 6, 7 runs every night. Hope the bullpen does its job. And then at some point before the trade deadline, then we will really know at some point it's going to happen because the Yankees will be in position to strike how much they're willing to part with and what they'll give up to go for the World Series. Right now, I'm a Yankee fan. I can't wait. Like, last year, I was like, all right, let's see what Judge does for the encore. Let's see Volpe as a rookie. But I was largely uninspired. I hated left field. I didn't like the catching situation. There was a lot of things about the Yankees I didn't like. This is different. The Cole injury sucks, but this offense is getting ready to mash.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty, welcome back. BT and Sal on the Fan, getting ready for the 2024 baseball season. We're going to get back to these calls here. Obviously, pound these in all day, 877-337-6666. As we set up shop today, thanks to our friends here at MLB Network. They gave us an invite, and we happily accepted, and this place is just even better than it looks on TV. This place is insane. We've got Mark DeRosa, local kid.
It's going to be tough going back to the studio tomorrow.
You've got the studio. I'm not going back. I'm coming back here. Oh, my God. With my wiffle bag, my backpack.
Yeah, I know.
It's incredible. Mark DeRosa, local New Jersey boy, who is fantastic on TV, breaking down hitting, and wouldn't surprise me if he's a skipper someday. He's going to join us coming up next. Harold Reynolds in the 11 o'clock hour. Al Leiter, the little Mets, and a little Yanks. He was a Yankee before he was a Met.
I remember.
We'll get Al on the show, and Brian Kenny. We might have to bust out a pack of cards with one or two of these guys and see how they do. All right, before we get back to these calls, Sal, I will say this. And I do believe this. Like, I came into this season, and if you missed what I said about the Yankees to start the show, free Odyssey app, just hit rewind. I think they're going to hit their way to the World Series. Sal said they didn't go all in. Got it. I really do think that the Yankees will be really good. That's on the record. I will say my opinion on what the Mets could be is changing for the good.
Is it based off of multiple things? It can't just be just off of J.D. Martinez.
No,
is it the combination of the spring that they had?
I think Severino's going to be fantastic. Right. I've said that now for a couple of weeks. I really do. Quintana's a pro. You didn't have him for the first couple of months a year ago. The positive news with Senga the other day, the fact that they're not going to roll Vientos out there at all.
Yep.
And I just, you know, year two, I keep saying year two for Volpe, year two for Alvarez, Edwin Diaz back. I do like the bullpen moves they made coming into the year. I think the Mets have a chance to be pretty competitive. I did not think that a month ago.
And I did not think that they were going to be a legitimate wild card team, and I still have major question marks about their starting rotation. However, if you want to paint the positive, I mean, look at their spring. You're not going to go just based off of that, but they did have a very good spring, almost to a man. And their lineup now, even with just one bat, with J.D. Martinez, changes everything to me with that dynamic. Plus, you mentioned the bullpen, which I think is going to be very good. Let me be clear. I didn't say the Yankees were going to be bad. I didn't say the Yankees stink. I'm not like a baseball reference here saying the Yankees are going to be a last-place team. I think it could go. If it goes sideways, yeah, I think the Yankees could be a bad club. I also think they could be the best team.
You think they could be bad? See, I think under no circumstance could the Yankees be bad.
See, we've had this conversation.
And define bad.
I think the gap is too wide between what their ceiling could be and what their floor can be.
I don't think that's unfair, but define bad. What, sub-81 win? Like, under 500?
Not making the playoffs.
I mean, if the Yankees don't make the playoffs
this
year,
it'd be a disaster.
Brian Cashman, they better boot his ass out. Hal should hide for a year. Boone's, even though I don't think it's going to really be Boone's fault, I'm more of a Boone supporter than most. You need the horses to win. Then Boone's got to go. Soto's probably going to leave. Like, if they don't make the play, which I don't see happening under any circumstance, it's the biggest failure, I think, in Yankee history.
See, here's one.
I really believe that.
One of the reasons why I feel like it is a possibility starts with Gerrit Cole. Like, we're not making that up. We're not saying if Cole gets hurt. Cole is hurt. He is going to miss 2 months of the season. It is next to worst-case scenario. Worst case being he would be out for the entire season. So losing Gerrit Cole on top of what I thought was already thin starting pitching staff is going to be a problem. Now, I do like Clark Schmidt, and I do love Luis Gil. So I think those guys can fill the void at the back end of the rotation. They're still not Gerrit Cole. Also, the fact that Judge was mid-spring beat up. That happened. We're not making it up. We're not saying, oh, well, he's always hurt. What if he gets hurt again? He was hurt in spring. He missed some time with mid-spring beat up. So how is that going to be in the regular season? How's it going to be in June, assuming he plays April and May? I know getting Dominguez back and Volpe taking the next step and maybe Austin Wells, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If all those things go the right way, or the majority of those things go the right way, they could win the division. They could win the World Series. If those things go the wrong way, Cole misses significant time on top of just the 2 months, or he's not the same. The other guys in the rotation, Rodon and Schmidt and Heal, whatever, don't, and Stroman don't do their job. Judge is out for an extended period. Dominguez doesn't come back and produce. Wells isn't what we thought. Volpe doesn't. Like, those things could. Rizzo is not healthy or performing. If those things don't go their way, they can miss the playoffs. There's too wide a gap for me, especially in a year where they said all in.
See, that doesn't worry me, and it's not arrogance. Again, I'm not sitting here saying World Series Yanks have a lot of work to do, but if Sal's right about the floor, that would really, really surprise me. It really would. All right, let's get back to you. Howard Beach, Andrew checks in on the Fan with BT and Sal. What's happening, Andrew? How are you?
What's going on, guys? I called last week, and let me tell you something. You guys are looking up definitions. You guys should look up Fairweather Fans as definitions, and also the word hypocrite. Because last week when I called, before the JD signing, I said that it makes the most sense, and it lengthens their lineup, and there's no downside to it. And you, Brandon, said, oh, the downside is they don't get to see what Brett Beatty and Mark Vientos are. And Sal, you know, he's like a balloon going whichever way, he's bashing me because he's saying if the Mets sign him, that shows how bad a lineup you have. I mean, you guys really are clowns.
Wait, well, hold on. No, listen, Steve.
Make a point, because I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
I got this. So I'm just unclear. What did I say?
Who is this, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm curious. What did you hear me say?
What did I hear you say? I said that the Mets should sign J.D. Martinez, and you said, oh, they shouldn't do that because then, on the downside, then you won't be able to get to see what Mark Vientos and Brett Beatty are at the end of
that's
the year.
That's not right. That's not accurate. I don't care if you call me out for something that I said. It's got to be accurate, though, Andrew. That's the thing. don't know, is this thing dropping? Can we get this thing to drop? Hoff, help me out with that, please. Thanks for the call, Andrew. The bottom line is this. I remember saying over a year ago that J.D. Martinez with Tiki was a perfect fit for the Mets because I knew that their DH option stunk because Vogelbach was a slob and Ruff was awful, and they were a mess. And you cannot compete with that hole at a premium offensive spot. So the thing that I did say, where 2024, to make it more current, Sal, where it would be a failure is if the Mets didn't get the true answer going into 25 on Beatty and Vientos. Like, that can't happen. But the fact that they already sent Vientos down to the minors tells me they've got their answer on Vientos. They don't view him to be viable enough, hence they're moving on. So they got the answer. That's fine.
Right, and as for you accusing me of saying that, oh, if the Mets sign J.D. Martinez, it shows how bad the lineup is, that is exactly correct. You're exactly right. The fact that the Mets went out and got J.D. Martinez shows you, it proves everything I've been saying about Mark Vientos correct. I know that Vientos isn't good enough. I don't need to evaluate him. They were trying to sell that. I gave up hope. I didn't think the Mets were going to get J.D. Martinez. I didn't think his price was going to come down that significant. I just didn't think it was going to happen. Every which way we're being told, it seemed like the Mets really wanted to see what they had in Vientos. I didn't agree with it. I screamed and yelled about it. I made fun of their lineup. I said it stunk, and J.D. Martinez wouldn't have been my first choice. Jorge Soler would have been.
Yeah, you did say, yep.
But
did.
I never wanted Mark Vientos on this team, period. So my feelings about Vientos were proven correct in that they went and got J.D. Martinez, and not only did they get a real DH in lieu of Vientos, he's not even on the major league team. He couldn't even make the team. So I've been proven correct. I'm not sure what you're talking about. What do you want? You want a high five? You want us to give you a round of applause because you said go get J.D. Martinez? Guess what? You weren't alone. A lot of Mets fans did. I think a lot of them gave up hope as well, as we were days away from opening day and they didn't do anything.
People were screaming for it. If you didn't hear it and you think it was just your voice clamoring for J.D. Martinez, I'm not really sure what to tell you. 877-337-6666. But I will tell you, and I think everybody will, going into the season, there's more juice with the Mets. Like, It just seemed a little dormant for me. Like, I was like, oh, man, they're not doing anything. I knew they weren't going to extend Pete going into before the season starts. So I'm like, all right, that's going to hang over the season. I don't know about third base. This rotation on paper looks awful. I was more worried about Senga at that point as I formulated that thought. So it just didn't seem incredibly encouraging. You know, guy was always hurt in center field, doesn't hit for a high average, great fielder. But, you know, I didn't love the Bader pickup. Marte, how much do you trust him? All the things we've hit. Can McNeil regenerate and hit 310, 315, which I think he could? So there was the understanding that the Mets were miles behind the Braves and the Phillies, and that was somber. That was a sobering thought, projecting the Mets forward. But now with this addition, for me, who's been anything but bullish on this Mets offseason, I could see him hanging around a little bit, being a little competitive, being now, more watchable.
Now they should be a wild card team. It's why we were just begging. You remember, I got to a point where I gave up and basically said, just get a real DH. Like, that's all that I want. Just get a real DH, at the very least. And even that I gave up on, but initially was just get a real DH.
Yep.
Now they got that, and look at how it changes the lineups. And I really do now expect that they should be legitimate. Not like, oh, if everything goes wrong and everything goes right for the Mets, that they could be a playoff team.
I'm not going to go that far, but I hear you, and I respect it. I'm not going there, but at least the bridge to a wild card berth is a little more visible for me. But I got you. All right, let's go. It's almost season. Let's go. Hoff, you ready? All righty, BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls here in a little bit. 877-337-6666 to jumpstart the season. Obviously, all the energy for our Yanks and our Mets, MLB Network. We are at the studio today, Studio 42, and we're joined by a guy, local guy. Good hitter, good player, great personality, Jersey kid locally, and you see him on the tube all the time. We were just talking shop for them. As soon as he walked in, he lit up the whole room, Mark DeRosa. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
No, here's what happened.
Oh,
as soon as he walked in, BT's asking him how to hit. That's what's going on.
Well,
so where do you load?
I love it.
Where do you cock and load? I'm like, oh, I promise
I didn't say cock and load. That I can promise
you. Oh, sorry, I thought you said that.
That was not said.
No, jumping off that, I didn't learn how to truly hit, like understand walking to the plate and saying I can compete until I was 30 years old.
Really?
No doubt.
Okay, so how did you learn?
30?
What was the final threshold?
Chipper Jones was the one who truly like walked me through what he was thinking and what good hitters should be thinking. And then when I went over to Texas, I got with this guy, Rudy Jaramillo, who was just a hitting coach to the Stars at the time. And he taught me had a load.
Really? And then, see, it's not a dumb question, Licata.
And then I called Chipper. I said, all that stuff you used to tell me, now it's starting to make sense.
But I got a question. So you were a star at Bergen, you know, you, at UPenn. Great school.
New Jersey Hall of Fame, right?
There we go.
Yeah, the other night. Just got in.
There you go.
You and Greg Olson, right?
Yeah.
Not the pitcher, the tight end.
I appreciate it. A lot of, I think a lot of the mental toughness and success rides off stuff you did in high school.
Oh, there's no doubt. But how do you, it surprises me. I know it's all relative. Like, you were really good, Chipper Jones all time. So I get it. I can see why he might see the game a little differently than you do and process things a little differently. And you can learn from him, even though he's a peer. But how do you get to the age of 30, play professional baseball, and not know something that, with all due respect, seems fairly basic?
Yeah, I mean, my dad was a pitcher, so he taught me how to pitch in high school. He'd stand behind the fence and call all my games. You know, kind of looked over the top of the catcher, and my dad was giving me signs behind a tree. So we didn't really get – I just competed in the box. I was never the best hitter on my high school team. I was never the best hitter on my college team. And even in the minors, I just fought to add value. I thought I was a really good defender. I could move around the diamond. Felt like I was a great teammate. I knew what I didn't know.
Got it.
I kept just fighting for it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Picking the brains of the great players. And then finally, like, when I understood the whys – of everything happening in the box and how to compete and how to set up guys, it was it started to become fun.
We're talking with Mark DeRosa, co-host of MLB Central, weekdays at 9 a.m. right here in these beautiful studios here. We're sitting in MLB Park, which is just an incredible venue, getting a head start here on opening day, Mark. Tomorrow, opening day, we've been focusing on Mets and Yankees. I know you think highly of the New York Mets, a team maybe flying under the radar a little bit. Give me your thoughts from Mets at what you've seen at their camp in the spring training.
Yeah, when you get boots on the ground, you start to fall in love with teams. The thing, number one, I think Carlos Mendoza lights up a room, all right? In order for David Stearns to come over and hire the Yankees bench coach to be his manager, I thought was kind of like, well, how does this go over in the New York media? And I hope people give Carlos a chance. Being around him, he's a stud. He really is. You could tell that he's got his ducks in a row over there. And one of my favorite managers that I ever played for was my last year in 2013 was John Gibbons up in Toronto.
Oh, he's a nutball. He must have been great to play for.
He's exactly what Mendoza needs. He's not gonna. He's gonna tap him on the shoulder and go, "Hey, you're about to really screw this up."
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? And that's exactly what you need. When I was doing that WBC, I had my boy Brian McCann.
Yeah.
You need a guy behind you that'll take a bullet for you. And he would come up, he'd be like, door number two, anything but what I'm currently watching. And I loved it. You trust it. So Gibby's not going to let Mendoza fail.
Wow.
Polar Bear's playing for a monster contract. I had him with Team USA. He's a beast. So he's going to go, well, I like this. I like their lineup. Ultimately, can Severino stay healthy? Can Quintana stay healthy? Can Senga stay healthy? You can imagine in a tough division, they should finish third with ease and hopefully squeeze into a wild card.
Well, you know, Pete's going to bang 40. Hopefully McNeil gets back to, you know, being a foul pole to foul pole hitter. I think he will. I don't know if he's going to hit 330 again, but he should be in that 295, 305. He's a pure hitter. Lindor's a stud. The guy that's really interesting to me, like Volpe for the Yankees in year two for Alvarez, like when he hits his apex in 3, 4, 5 years, I know you do, but is he going to be a high average guy with a ton of pop or a lower average guy with a ton of pop? Like, what is he ultimately?
You know, when I watch him take BP, these are big words, but like he gives me Mike Trout vibes. I'm not saying he's Mike Trout, but there's very few guys in the league that like can let the ball travel so deep and just looks like their core is exploding on the baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
And Francisco Alvarez is one of those guys. What I didn't know is what an infectious personality and how hard he's working behind the dish with this pitching staff. He did an interview with us, no translator, wanted to do it full English, and I know that's not his first language. I know he's grinding to figure that out. So he kind of endeared himself to me. I'm all about what he's bringing to the table right now. He's got light tower power. He seems to love the New York spotlight. So yeah, I root for the Mets.
Did you grow up a Mets fan?
No, I didn't.
Yankee fan?
Yankee fan in the 80s, and they were getting killed, but I was a big Don Mattingly guy.
Give me some.
Oh, here we go.
It would have been Stan Musial if he doesn't hurt his back. That's who Mattingly was. Stan Musial before the back injury.
I'm with you. I still think he should be in the Hall of Fame, and he was the one guy I walked up to in green flight at the end of my career. I said, Donnie, I've stayed away. I need one pick before I
hang it up.
So that was the thing with me. But working at the network, I didn't realize how tortured Mets fans like think on a day-to-day
basis.
They just wait for the negative.
Yep.
And it usually happens, which I hate. But what I'm saying is I want good things for that organization.
You interviewed for the Mets job. We're talking with Mark DeRosa here at MLB Network, co-host of MLB Central weekdays at 9 a.m. You interviewed for the Mets job a few years back. You want to – well, where are you at as far as wanting to get back
that
in the game?
And
yeah, what happened there? It was interesting in the way that it turned out. I think they went in a different direction that was sort of negative for the Mets.
I lost out to Mickey Callaway. How good did I interview
I didn't want to say it, Mark.
No,
that's
no.
Like, you know, that's like losing out to Phil Jackson as an executive with the Knicks. That's not a good race.
You know, Sandy Alderson was great. They flew into Atlanta. I met them in just a hotel connected to Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, and Sandy just pulled out a notepad and just started ripping through questions. I mean, barely stuck his head up to take a breath.
And that was your first ever interview for a manager?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. And I was just kind of rattling things off. And at the end, we talked for a while. And ultimately, what he said to me was very profound. He said, at no point in this 4.5-5-hour interview did you say you're dying to be the Mets manager. Like, it's what you were put on this earth to do. And I know you're kind of interviewing us as much as we're interviewing you, but that's not what I want from my skipper coming in. I want a guy who can't sleep another night without wanting to manage the Mets. And he wasn't wrong. At that point in my life, I was not there.
And by the way, you could probably respect that.
No,
honestly,
it was good. I just asked him. I was like,
it's a grind.
How do me and Mickey walk into a room and you pick him?
Wow.
Did you ask him that? After the fact.
After the fact.
And
that's what he said.
That was the answer after the fact.
Yeah. At no point did I feel like you really were dying to do this.
Wow.
Which I thought was very... very good.
Now,
I'll use that. And AJ Hinch has told me that. Aaron Boone's told me that. Alex Cora. They said, dude, if you go into this, you got to shut him down like right at jump and say, I'm not leaving until.
So where's your passion for that now?
My passion's for doing the TV.
So you don't want to manage. Okay, that's okay.
I don't want to say. My daughter's a sophomore in college at Auburn. I still live in Atlanta. I get a chance to go down and hang out with her and see some football games. My son is 14. He's in eighth grade. I'm kind of riding and dying with his travel team now. So
yeah.
I kind of get the best of both worlds. Certainly managing Team USA was just an opportunity of a lifetime, and I love being in the fight. But if you go back, it's all in.
Yeah, your whole life's changed,
all in.
Sure.
Interesting that you say that, all in, because we had a discussion of what that meant as far as the Yankees offseason goes.
Yeah, a little Yankee stuff here. Mark DeRosa, BT and Sound on the Fan. Mark, local kid, and obviously fantastic on TV here, MLB Network. Eventually, he's going to be a manager if he wants to. He learned a big lesson there. All right, so there's a lot of ways to go with the Yankees. I mean, some is off. Of course, if Judge stays healthy, he's going to mash. Soto stays healthy, he's going to mash. To me, Volpe, without getting too technical, now, without knowing what he was doing or knowing the league, he stole 20-plus bags, hit 20-plus bombs, won the gold glove. Okay. They flattened out a swing. Again, not getting too technical, but that should help him with the high fastball, lay off the stuff outside. Can he jump 30, 40, 50 points with the air? What's a realistic jump for Volpe? Because if Volpe becomes what I think he could, and he's the leadoff hitter, 1, 2,
ooh, you
3.
You like him up there.
He's got to earn it. Not yet. If he does, then 1, 2, and 3 is on lock for the Yankees.
Yeah. Certainly, there was a hole in his swing that,
yep,
that you could get up there and elevate the heater. But there's a lot of guys in the league that you seem to be able to do that. His launch angle, which I don't truly buy into, was one of the biggest in the league. I think second in the league. So I do think it promotes him having the power to the opposite field that he's been able to have. But I'm a Volpe guy, man. He's a fighter from Jersey, makes the routine play, seems to love the moment, playing in the big leagues for the Yankees, putting the pinstripes on. I don't think that's, you know, necessarily an easy thing to do. And to go out and, like you said, steal 20 and drop 20 tanks in a season where no one wanted to ride to the ballpark after about July.
And nobody really was doing anything behind him. So it's not like
he kept it together.
Either.
So I'm bullish on the Yankees this year.
Me too.
You think they went
not
all
this
in
guy,
this
though.
Whole season? They said all in.
I obviously don't think they went all in this offseason. But I do think, hey, Carlos Rodon, it's time for you to go.
Like, but what happened last year was time for him to go.
He was hurt. And he was off.
I get you, but I got to give him a pass one time, and he's got to go. Stroman, put your money where your mouth is. I want you got to go. You got to cover for Garrett until he comes back. I think Garrett comes back in 2 months. I don't think in the whole conspiracy theory. I think this guy, if he's hurt, God, every pitcher should run to get surgery because he has perfect mechanics, the perfect body, the perfect fastball, like everything he does. I'd be shocked if it was something bigger than 2 months. But time for Nestor to go. I like the offense. I don't know, man. I think it's outhouse or castle for this team.
That's what Sal was saying.
It's not going to be middle of the road.
See, and that's what part of my issue, Mark, with the Yankees. We're talking Mark DeRosa here at MLB Network, co-host of MLB Central. I got my gum in my mouth. It just split in two. I got to spit this gum out. We got a garbage right here. The ceiling for the Yankees could be World Series team, but the floor...
Oh, is everyone's fired.
Could be out of the play. Yes, well, and that to me...
How many chances are we going to get here, let's be honest.
For a year where they're going all in and trying to be a World Series team, I'd want to limit the question marks and kind of limit the space between the ceiling and the floor for this team. Penthouse or outhouse or castle or outhouse, that to me is a problem going in.
I think it's going to be a tough ask on Booney, right? But that's where I always feel... I go back to Bobby Cox a lot because it's the first team I came up with and a lot of Hall of Famers in that room. And he used to walk in right at that 40 game mark if we weren't playing well. And he used to say, the names on the back of the jersey say we're better than this. Time to go. Like, I'm only gonna let you mess around so long.
And you got Leo chomping gum right next to him. Yeah, right.
I know the Yanks don't have their last names on the back, but it's on them.
Yep.
Like, Booney can only
Does anybody
do
have
so
their names
much.
On the back anymore? Because I can't even see them. Is that, can we say that here?
That's another story. The Royals do. The Royals petition for the big block.
Can we get
letter.
Some real uniforms here at DeRosa?
Can't really see the names on the back anymore. Anyway.
We could get into that off the air if you want. I have some answers on that.
Okay.
But I'm kind of bullish on the Yankees. Like, Rizzo was really dinged up last year. I had a chance to sit and talk with him at the end of the season. And he was foggy, man. So I felt like maybe he should have sat down. Had Judge not gotten hurt, I think Rizzo would have tapped out.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think he felt obligated. At Stanton?
Well,
I think he kind of gets a little bit of a raw deal. He's really been...
Raw deal? He hit 190 last year.
I get it, but
raw deal? Dwight Gooden hit 230 as a pitcher. Raw deal?
I'm not saying raw deal. I'd like to see him hustle a little bit.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Hey, the 4th percentile in base burst isn't good enough for you?
I also remember a guy in the postseason that... stood up and hit some monster
homers. He did better than Judge so far in the postseason.
So,
do you think, it's funny, Sal doesn't get into the prospects as much as I do until they're really either knocking on the door or at the major league level. Spencer Jones, to me, I want to give you a configuration. I floated this on the air the other day. Mark DeRosa with us, by the way, here on the Fan, BT and Sal. So you got to resign Soto, that's clear. I can envision an outfield, whether it's left or right, but Soto, Dominguez, and Spencer Jones – and Judge at first base.
Ooh,
to preserve his body. You don't think that that's even possibly plausible? I mean, he's not going to be playing center field for a couple. You know, he gets hurt. 6'8", catch a ground ball.
It's like the whole, I'm in on the Spencer Jones thing. I'm always big on, like, when you're drafting someone, like, who do you want in first round? Do you want a Spencer Jones or Anthony Volpe? I kind of know what Volpe's going to be. Mm-hmm. I hope he exceeds that. Spencer Jones has a chance to win MVPs and do stuff that Aaron Judge is doing.
That's what I'm saying.
You take chances on that pillar of a franchise there. I think it's a big ask for Judge to play center field this year. I really do. I know he could do it with ease, but I kind of equate it to what they're trying to do in L.A. with Mookie Betts. I know he could play shortstop with ease, but, man, I'm paying you to bang. I'm not paying you to play premium defense. I would ultimately like to see Judge back in right field and Soto in left, and then Dominguez.
Or at least Judge in a corner. I mean, they may have him in left field, the
and
majority.
And we'll trade Spencer Jones for a monster starter.
See, I don't want to trade
him. See? Now you're talking my language, Mark. That's right.
I'm not trading him.
All right, give us a prediction here for both the Mets and Yankees where they end up at the end of the year.
How many wins each team?
Or postseason, whatever.
All right, postseason-wise, I have the Yanks going to the ALCS.
There you go.
And losing to who?
Baltimore.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take it. What do you got for the Mets?
Mets.
I have the Mets finishing third, and I'm not going to put them in the postseason. Oh, I just
you
think
can't
that,
do that yet.
You can't put that rotation in the postseason. I mean, I love Luis
those
Severino.
Teams are definitively better as we look up at the scoreboard here and right with the standings, which is just a beautiful sight. Which of those teams are significantly better than the Mets for the sixth and final spot in the postseason?
Okay, I think I think the National League West gets three teams in.
Giants.
Giants first.
I like the Giants.
They're 1-2. They're 1-2 combo to start on the
mound. If the Mets had the Giants rotation,
they'd be 90-plus.
All right, so three in the West, one in the Central, and you're going Braves and Phillies.
Braves and Phillies.
Yep.
All right.
No question. And Braves will have to prove to me that they can knock off the Phillies in the postseason.
Well, now I know why Mickey Callaway beat you out.
That was great. Thanks, hey, Mark. This was awesome. We're fans. You do a great job. And you know why? You come across as an authentic guy because you're one of us from here.
Yep.
The lights go on. You don't change who you are. Really, just you do a fantastic job here at the network. And a great conversation. Thanks for coming
by,
buddy.
I appreciate it.
Check
Thanks
him
for
out.
Having me.
Mark DeRosa, co-host of MLB Central, weekdays at 9 a.m. with Robert Flores and Lauren Shahadi. And, of course, congratulations on getting inducted in the New Jersey Hall of Fame.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.